Well, you talk about hoodoo grounds, and for the Cronulla Sharkies, it's got to be Brookvale Oval. I don't think the Sharks have actually won there since way back in 2008.
Mm.
But that's not, he's not really part of that history, Aaron Woods, but they'll get reminded of it a little bit. But they were pretty good last week in a real action-packed match at Leichhardt Oval with all the drama surrounding Robbie Farah. And would he or wouldn't he play at Leichhardt Oval? And he went back to Leichhardt for the first time. He walked away with a really good performance. Aaron Woods, good morning, mate.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Yeah. Bit different getting booed there, eh?
Mate, very different, TK. And probably the worst thing was I ended up, we swapped with Fafita, so I come off the bench and there's a couple behind me that were absolutely just tearing shirts off me for the first 20 minutes. It was a different feeling going back to Leichhardt and copping a massive spray.
Now you know how Davey Warner feels.
Oh, tell me about it.
Hey, what did John Morris make of that performance? It was one of your best of the season, I would have thought.
Yeah, look, Jimmy, he was pretty pleased, but I think look, we had a motto all week, you know, win the game early and score the points late. And, you know, we did that, but I think we just put the foot off the throat in that second half, you know. I thought we scored a couple of tries consecutively, but then, you know, we just let them off the, like, not let them off the hook, but we just went into sort of, I think we might have been watching the clock and, you know, just sort of relaxed a bit, whereas, you know, the good sides like the Melbourne, they just keep putting away. So, look, we were happy with our defensive effort, but I thought our attack in that second half, you know, we turned over a bit of possession, you know, just poor errors, poor just core skill of the game.
Mm. Are you ready to fire? I mean, it was a good performance from Cronulla, but not good enough to march all the way. You get the sense of timing that's coming together, Woodsy?
Yeah, look, I think it's a lot of excitement at training this week, TK. You know, look, I think the hardest thing for us is just making the eight so far. You know, a lot of the boys have been looking out. You know, obviously you probably don't want to, but, you know, we have got a really good side. And now that we're in the eight, you know, we come into Monday, we did a bit of a review, and you can just tell the boys are really upbeat. There's a really good vibe around the group and the energy, and just it's like it's been a massive, you know, opportunity just to get into the eight. And now we're really excited for it. And, you know, I heard just talking before, look, there's a big hoodoo there, and, you know, the boys don't really care, mate. You know, we're in the eight now. We've got a big opportunity ahead of us. You know, Manly, you know, their backs against the wall, the way they like it, and that's a massive game this week. So, look, yeah, we had an all right performance on the weekend, but we just got to go to another level now.
Do you have a look at the Manly side? Is John Morris been talking about that? If you do, you're going to see some names that you don't recognise, Woodsy, which can be dangerous. You can get, well, I don't know whether you get complacent in semi-finals, but it can have an impact.
Yeah, look, I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, the weeks when we have worried about other teams, you know, when players have dropped out and that, I think we've performed poorly. So the biggest thing for us, we just got to worry about ourselves, Jimmy. Really go out there and, you know, I think if we get caught in that trap of worrying what the other side are doing and what side they're going to come up with, that's when we play bad footy. And I thought that's what we did really well last week. You know, there was so much talk around Robbie, if he's going to play, is he not going to play? We just prepared both, you know, if he's going to play and if he isn't going to play. So, and the biggest thing for us last week was just worrying about ourselves and doing our jobs. So, look, obviously there's a lot of things going on with Manly at the moment. You know, some players are in, some are injured. But, you know, that's all out of our control. All we can focus on is the 17 that we're going to run on this weekend and what we can do with ourselves.
How's Matt Moylan?
Yeah, mate, he's going good. He had a run on Monday before our review session, and from everything I heard, it went really good. And we've got another big session today, which will be sort of our final session before captain's run, TK. So, fingers crossed, mate. Hopefully he can get through this week. And we'd really love to have him out there because, you know, I think he's been really touch and go the last couple of weeks. And, just been really disappointed to get him. He just couldn't get past that captain's run last week. And, you know, he just wasn't 100% sure and didn't want to let the team down. So hopefully that extra week off and we can really get him out there and make a difference this weekend.
Have you been following what's been happening at the judiciary? As you know, supporters have just been ringing us all morning about it. But the Sharks are missing out on Ronaldo Mulitalo. What your take on that one? And then the fact that, I don't know whether you follow it closely or not, Woodsy, about, you know, Jarabaria Hargreaves is playing, Sam Burgess is not, Kane Evans is not, and Hudson Young gets 8 weeks. What's your thoughts?
It's all over the shop, I think, Jimmy.
Right.
Look, we've spoken about it before. Look, I think, mate, Ronnie's the winger. Wingers don't tackle. How does he get in trouble for a shoulder charge? And, look, mate, thought it was a great hit. You know, things happen in a game in a split second. You know, Billy Slater gets off a one where he almost knocks Sifek in the next year.
Oh!
Ronnie goes out and makes a tackle, and, you know, it was a good hit. Wasn't even penalised in the game. It's a hard one. Obviously, with Hargraves, you know, I really felt sorry for Kane Evans. You know, I thought that was a good hit. Just, you know, obviously, he's such a tall bloke, and, you know, the Manly player just ran into him, and it was a good tackle. You know, there was no malice in it. Whereas, you know, Jared Hargrave, he's an enforcer, but he did make contact with the head, and he got off. And, you know, the Hudson young one, you know, he was probably lucky to get 8 weeks because, you know, he had two cracks at it, and he's been had a previous charge where he's missed 5 weeks. And, you know, you look at someone like George Burgess, who got 9 for his first charge. So it's up in the air. It's all over the shop. And, you know, it's whoever they're – I think it's just whatever they're talking about that week, you know. It happened with Fafita earlier in the year. They were talking about crushes. He got 3 weeks for just flopping on someone. Then later on, you know, I've seen a few crushes that have been 10 times worse than his, and they've been let off free. So, just whatever the talk of the town is at that time, the present time.
The other talk of the town, mate, at the beginning of the week, you didn't actually know where you were going to be travelling to play this first week of the finals because of the asbestos. Is there, you've got family members, Woodsy, I imagine, who are coming to the game to have a look. Not that they're probably going to be on the hill, but are there any concerns there?
Yeah, look, I wasn't too sure. I didn't know if that was made up or, you know, just to add a little bit more to the theatre or rugby league. But, it was measured. It was, you know, you want everyone, not just your family or friends, but all the supporters to be in a safe environment. But, you know, I think they would have sorted it out, you know, that the NRL wouldn't let us play there if something was wrong. And, you know, I'm sure that the council or whoever fixed it up would have done a great job. And I'm really excited, to be honest with you. I love the suburban grounds. And to play Manly at Lottoland, it'll be awesome, you know. They'll be pumped up. They'll have a massive crowd behind them. And, yeah, so I'm actually really looking forward to it.
Can you give us a quote today, something along the lines of, Lottoland too dangerous for my family? Shark Star says my family won't be travelling to Lottoland or something like that?
Oh, mate, my family will be there. Don't worry about that. It's probably the only supporters we'll have.
Well, they won't be on the Northern Hill.
Hopefully they're in the stand, big
fella,
away from it.
We've got up on our TV show, 526, everyone in, what would you call them?
Hazmat, don't they? Or
Hazmat? Is that
Hazmat.
All the gas masks on and the full suit. Anyway, we're not suggesting.
A big white suit.
Yeah, we're not suggesting that is what's going to happen on Saturday. Hey, I want to ask you about, there was a little bit of consternation around. I think you guys were going to go for a beer on the Sunday after the final game at Shark Park for Paul Gallen and celebrate as a team with a view to the big game on Sunday. And then it was canned after the loss, and there was, you know, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? That's just the machinations, or is it just the machinations of how a team rises and falls based on the performance?
Yeah, definitely, Jimmy. You know, you can have so many things planned, and if, you know, things don't go a certain way you want it, or, you know, obviously, we were really, like, you know, we had a good performance against Canberra. We didn't get the 2 points. So we wanted to throw everything into the week after. You know, Big Gal said, you know, we go over there, have one or two beers, but that's it. We need to focus on the job, the task ahead of us, which is the Tigers on Sunday. So, look, things don't always go to plan. When you're playing rugby league, you can have as many plans as you want, but the results, it's all a results-based game. And, you know, if your performances aren't up to key, things get changed, big fella.
Yeah.
We wish you all the best, mate.
Sorry, TK. Question? Barnaby has said, Barnaby, does Gal take a shot at field goal in Golden Point, Woodsy?
Oh, I hope not. But he did hit it well. Look, it was just the spur of the moment, you know. We didn't expect to get the ball. Tigers dropped it, and in the scrum, we were just going to lay our shape, and then all of a sudden, you just hear, get a quick play of the ball. So we had another play that I thought we were going to set up for, but then, if you look back on the replay, you look at our hooker, Jaden Brayley's face when they say, give the ball to Gow, he absolutely looks stunned. And it was quite hilarious. We watched it in review, and he ended up just passing to him. And Gow hit it pretty well. He dropped it poorly, but it went over.
Yeah, he did what any young bloke would do when Gallen calls for the ball. He gave it, to, it him. To him. A quick one from Scooter, mate. Remember when you used to have your long flowing locks? How often did you get your hair pulled, says Scooter?
Oh, mate, I got it pulled every week. If you have long hair, you got to expect it. It's one of those things, you know. People didn't blatantly pull it, or I didn't think, but it did get pulled every week. there were some teams that I knew when I was playing against them that was going to get pulled a lot more.
Who?
I can't give that away, mate.
Oh, come on, Woodsy.
I'm sure you know they got very good tactics in defence.
Melbourne.
It's one of those things, mate. You have long hair, you got a copper. If you got a beard, people are going to pull it. It's part of rugby league. And, I knew by having the long hair, put a target on myself. So, I just embraced it.
All right. Good luck, mate. Play good well on, you, on the weekend.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.